I know that the children are staying in, so I have a question for you. So listen up. You're outside playing, and I know you do, and you get all muddy, and you get all ishy. What's your mom or your dad going to tell you when you come inside? Kevin? Wash off. Yes. You know, mud doesn't look very good with furniture or on the carpet. It stains it, doesn't look very pretty. So you wash up. You get all that junk out of you. Now, when you come in to eat, this is for adults and children, what are we supposed to do? Wash your hands. That's right. Why? Exactly, filled with bacteria. That's a big word for you kids, but that's okay.
Germs.
It's germ warfare, yeah. It has to be taken care of. And the Lord provided something in the tabernacle to do just that. It's called the laver. How many have ever heard of the laver? Okay. I love the tabernacle. It is one of the great sections in the Old Testament. And the more you understand it, the more you'll understand Jesus, because it all leads to him. Okay? So in the 30th chapter of Exodus, 17 to 21, then the Lord said to Moses, make a bronze basin, and with its bronze stand for washing, place it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and put water in it. This means the altar of the bronze altar, the place of sin offering. Okay. And Aaron and his sons are to wash their hands and feet with water from it. At that time, nobody else could go into there. It had to be the priest. So they would go in and they would be cleansed before they participated in any of the altar rites, any of the service for the king. I mean, if we need to clean up for our homes and our food, how much cleaner should we be to serve the Lord? Do you know the very truth is this? That if you have dirt, you have sin, or you have any of us have it in our life, it's going to wash right into the people that you're trying to help. So we need to be clean. How many are glad we can be clean? And guess who Mr. Clean is? Jesus with hair. Anyway, I'm kidding. I'm just waiting for you to catch it. So whenever they enter the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water so they will not die. You cannot approach God's instruments, his furnishings, his anything in the tabernacle without being washed first. Imperative. Also, when they approach the altar to minister by presenting the altar to minister that offering made by the Lord by fire, they shall wash their hands and feet so they will not die. This is to be a lasting ordinance for Aaron and his descendants for the generations to come. God put a basin in the outer court before anyone even came into the holy place or the Holy of Holies. You had to be clean. Okay. So, I love this. First of all, who's the speaker here? Then the Lord said to Moses. Whenever you see the name Lord in caps, it is Yahweh, which is Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead. We talked about that in Theophany. When God speaks to you, it's even more important than when E.F. Hutton or any of those speak. You listen, because he is the one we should be listening to. It's his personal covenant name, and I'm glad that he gives it to those that are his followers. Now, this is a personal direction from the tabernacle himself. Do you remember John 1:14? And he came and tabernacled with us. Jesus is the tabernacle. So who better than him to give all the directions, give the details to Moses? He's talking about himself. That's what he's doing. I love it. The laver was placed in between the door of the tabernacle, meaning the outside, and the bronze altar, the altar of fire, which is also for sin offering. It is on the east side of the outer court, along with the bronze altar. And when I was reading that, I just started thinking about the great scripture in Malachi. The sun will arise with healing in his wings. Where does the sun rise? In the east. Man, if you get clean and you get washed, God's resurrection comes forth. And there's no better place to be than there. So keep that in mind, because again, the tabernacle and everything in the scripture is based totally, solely about who Jesus Christ is. And you cannot separate the sacrifice from the resurrection, because you do not have Christianity then. You have a Savior who died for you, but there's a lot of people that die a martyr death, but they don't rise up again. There's the distinction. What is the laver? Well, the Hebrew word, kior, means it's a pot, it's a basin, and it is a laver. And as in the picture you saw earlier, there's a big part on the top, and then there's a bronze base to wash hands and feet. It comes from a word, kur, and it means furnace. What does that tell you? When God cleans, he cleans through fire and through water. Fire is a purity, it's a holiness. It's a time when God takes all the junk off the surface and the interior and makes us like him. It's from an unused root that means to dig or excavate. How many of you guys like to dig? I know the kids like to dig when Halloween comes up, you know, or the harvest, or however you say it. And you excavate for what? Well, for candy. What else? You know, God bless you. You want to hand out apples. I wanted candy. And then I'd eat other people's, so mine would last longer. I'm no fool. Not totally. The laver is the water of cleaning, excavating the earthly life. And when somebody excavates, have you seen them on digs and all that? They do it very slowly and surely. You don't want to rock anything out of place, but you do want to excavate. You want to go down deep and find out what's in there. And who's the only one that can really excavate? Jesus. Because he knows what's where. He knows where to find it. And he doesn't destroy you doing it. He does it the right way. And so here they're preparing to serve at the altar, the bronze altar. Now, one other thing that I love about this is that on the laver, there were mirrors all the way around. Why? Well, when you clean yourself, do you use a mirror or do you just guess? You use a mirror. And these were made from the women's. They're bronze mirrors of serving. I don't know about you. You gentlemen may not mean nothing to you, but I get a kick out of the fact that God used the women's mirrors in this wonderful labor. You know why he didn't use the men's mirrors? Because they don't use them. I mean, they don't live with them. I've never seen a man walk around and go, looking good. Now, maybe they just assume it, but but isn't it wonderful that the Lord allows the common person to be in his tabernacle, in his service? We're only something because he's everything. And that's what he allows. It's wonderful. So they're preparing to serve. And it's for the judgment, because bronze stands for judgment. The Lord went in and his entire being was judged for us. That's a lot of what we learn as we go along. But over in that region, why do you need to wash your hands and your feet? Personally, I think we could use a little bit of washing out the mouth. Remember when they did that with soap? man, the worst soap in the world they have to use. But anyhow, well, for a couple reasons. They were in a desert. They were out wandering. They had Dennis's sandals on. And you get dirty. You bring dust and everything in with you. You have to clean the hands and the feet. That's what it's talking about here. Now, what's another reason? Because when you look at the tabernacle, you got to look toward Jesus. You have to look toward Jesus. Why does he want our hands clean? Clean hands and a pure heart. Why does he want our feet clean? Because our feet are shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. And if we're not clean when we're talking to people, what's going to happen? They're going to pick it up. They'll pick up the negative instead of the positive. And God knows it. And the Bible said this will be a statute forever, which means something prescribed, unlike the medicine of our day, or it's old, but it will continue on in perpetuity. How do we apply it today? Only the priest could go in and minister at the sin offering here. Only the priest could. Do you know what the Bible says in Peter? We are a royal priesthood. I don't know about you, but I love the fact that we don't have to go through 200 million people to talk to God, to have our sins forgiven. If you're going through other people, forget it. If you think I'm going to give you forgiveness of sins, I can guarantee you, forget it. You go straight to Jesus. How many are glad? Number one, it saves time. Number two, he's the only one that can save us and forgive us. And then, what did the Lord do? He had mirrors on there. The Bible says his word is the mirror. We're supposed to be looking at ourselves when we're being cleansed, when we're going before the Lord. And granted, we're not probably the best at being honest about ourselves, so the Holy Spirit has to tell us occasionally. You ever got that word from the Holy Spirit? Oh, I'm doing really good. And the Holy Spirit says, look again. Something else needs to be done. So we're a priesthood. And I'm glad about that. Now, let me distinguish two things here. In the Holy of Holies is where the atonement was taking place, the offering for atonement, to be done once a year. When Jesus died, he died for everybody. He gave in a complete sacrifice. Not that everyone will receive it, of course, but he did that. Now, in the outer court, in this offering, we don't have to go through anybody else. We can go for our own sins. And I can guarantee you it's actually better if you go before the Lord on your own behalf instead of waiting for God to call it out. That's not pleasant. But God does it out of mercy because without sin, with sin, and without holiness, you won't see him. So it's very serious to God. So why the hands and feet? Because the hands are service and the feet are sending the gospel message. Nothing more important than that. So we got to keep our feet clean and cleanse our life before returning. Now, here's another thing, is that just like in the wilderness, they would pick up all the dirt and all the dust and need to be cleansed. Do you know when you get out of your house in the morning, and you may even start in your own home, who knows, you pick up all kinds of junk outside, people's attitudes. And sometimes you can tell when you're witnessing. I know Patrick and I have talked about this. You can actually feel the assault. You can feel the wall that's up. You can feel all that stuff. If you carry that back into your home and into your life, the devil will win. We got to shake that stuff off because it doesn't belong to us, contrary to what the enemy wants to tell you. Now, here's the last thing I'm going to say. Well, no, it isn't. It's going to be the second to the last thing. If I can give Patrick permission, I can give myself permission. Anyway, did you know that You're supposed to be cleansed in your spirit before you come to church? Because otherwise it takes a whole service to get the victory, when you could start with the victory and get closer to Christ through the service. That's what's supposed to happen. Now, I want to give you an image. Why is it so important? Why is the labor so important? The top tier, the bottom tier, the hands and the feet. Because in the bronze altar and in the bronze laver, there's one person who took our punishment. He took our judgment. Where did he take the judgment? In his hands and his feet. It's a great image of the sacrifice and the love of Christ for each one of us. And I guarantee you, that sacrifice was more horrible than we'll ever know. But I'm glad he did it, aren't you? I sure am. In the laver is a place of cleaning, of washing, of bathing in the presence of God. And I don't know about you, but you can't really bathe or get clean until you put it all in God's hands. Otherwise, you're just cleaning dirt, and you're not really cleaning. It's kind of like, and we use it in our society a lot, but all this different things to put in your hands to keep them clean. But I'm not so sure sometimes that they don't actually add to the problems, because your body builds up layers from it. And after a while, it may not even be a cleaning for you. Don't build up the wrong layers. Let Jesus clean them all of them. And you can go before the Lord for your own sins, for your own deficit, not for someone else. We have to come freely in Jesus Christ, who gave his hands and his feet so we'd be clean. And I'm grateful for it. Let's bow for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we can't possibly imagine all that you have done. We see the stories and we see all the templates and how it brings us to understand more in the New Testament. But, oh God, you've given us an opportunity to be clean in our mind, in our hands of service, in our feet of the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You gave us that. And if we don't go and get washed all the time, we're going to take upon ourselves all the stuff of the world, all the stuff of our past. What people have said about us will be more important to us than what God thinks. But those people didn't die for us. They didn't create us. I pray, Lord, that you would set us all free today and run to the laver and be washed. And be sure that God has heard our petitions. Father, we thank you so much for your kindness to us. And I'm so grateful for the privilege, Lord, to share your holy word. While your heads are bowed and eyes closed, I want to ask you a question. Is what people think of you more important than what God thinks of you? Those people can't help you. They can hurt you, but they can't help you. Can you go to the laver, to the Word of God, the mirror, and see what God sees through his blood? Can you see it? Or do you still look at what other people think? You'll be bound up until you get fully washed so you can serve without any encumbrance. And the great feeling of being washed and cleansed is just phenomenal. If you're here today and you'd say, you know, I do think I probably care more about what people think. The Bible says the fear of man brings a snare. It will catch you. It will trip you up. And if you need prayer for that, please raise your hand so I can pray for you. Fear of man. And if you're here today, And you've never even considered that you're a priest. Are you not a priest to glory in yourself, except to glory in Christ? But you can come in. Remember, Jesus was crucified, and the Holy of Holies and all of it revealed the religion on its own was empty. Only Jesus Christ has the fullness. And you'd say, I need to not wait for other people to do it for me. I can go to Jesus. I can go to the Heavenly Father. And I can turn it all over. And I can apply the water of the Word of God to me. And that's what I want to do. And you raise your hand so I can pray for you. It's very important to be cleansed in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every hand and every life, Lord Jesus, because those are who you died for. And Lord, you bring us into the laver to clean us. Then you give us a mirror so we can see the cleaning. Lord, we're never going to see who we really are in you unless we're in your word and we see what you've really done. Father, I pray that we'd not listen or remember the things of old, but we'd remember the God that preceded it all. You are the Ancient of Days, and you've loved us forever. We got to put ourselves in the hands of the real Mr. Clean. And I pray, Lord, we'd wash in it all the time. May we not go out to serve with a bad attitude. May we not come into our homes with a bad attitude. Help us, Lord, to be cleansed every day and every time. And we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful word. Pray you just allow us to get to know you so much better. And we ask it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Now we're going to sing a great song. Cleanse me. Please stand.
Try me, O Savior.
cleanse me. God is the great cleanser. And when he cleans us, he restores us. And when he restores us, he helps us to see things his way. That's the real victory, to see it God's way. Now, we've invited you all for potluck, and we're glad that you're here. Lita came just to serve. I thought that was lovely. If you have a wheelchair or walker or the like, please go first. And then don't take two servings until everyone in the kitchen has had their serving. And then eat it all up. That's fine. I'm going to ask, not a relative of Benedict Arnold, Chris Arnold, to come up and close in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon us. We pray and we ask for strength and wisdom as we go out into this week and we interact with the people that are around us, the people that are believers and people that may be looking for you. Lord, we pray that you help us shine your light just right through us so others can see how closely connected we are to you, Lord. We ask for strength in our relationship with you, Lord, and just ask for that guidance and strength that we need to be able to just continue to navigate the waters each day. Lord, we also pray that you bless the food upon our bodies today as we sit down in fellowship. And Lord, I just pray that you help all of us get through the rest of our afternoon with just joy and happiness as we continue to just look towards you. And in your name we pray, amen.